Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, as we studied Galatians 6, we saw that if our church finds the pastor is not preaching the word, we may need to move to a new church. Follow me as we look at that today. They're not going to go the way of the Word of God, then you pray about what God would have you to do. He may have you leave and lead you to a church where they are preaching the Word, and the pastor is giving himself to the study of the Word and doctrine, and then also application. Remember, equipping. You're being equipped. That is, you're being taught how to do it. You're taught to witness. You're taught then to do the work of the ministry, encouraging, calling for folks to get involved in the work of the ministry, and then edifying, teaching them in the doctrine of God's Word and building them up, trying to ever bring us to the holiness of God, to making us like that person, Jesus Christ, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Christ is holy. Hebrews 7:26, He's holy, He's harmless, He's separate from sinners. He's the Son of God with power. And so we want His power in us, and we want to be Christian, that is Christ-like. Now, Christian, this part has been to you, and this has been to your local church, and, you know, here are many things that you can go back to our website and review these messages that I've preached on Galatians 6:6, with many passages to show that it's a harmony of the scriptures, that they flow together and show how it should be done. But maybe you rebel. Maybe you rebel against the tithe. Maybe you rebel against the pastor. Maybe you rebel against the Bible way as opposed to what man has designed. So let me ask you to do this, to look inward. We're living in the last days. Men do not endure sound doctrine. Instead, they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, things that make us feel good, things that are exciting to us, things that appeal to our old nature, maybe our religious old nature, maybe our somewhat moral old nature, but nonetheless old nature. The Bible says, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Didn't say might, said shall. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verses 18 through 21, I encourage you to read it yourself, that they've persecuted him, they'll persecute you also. John 16:33, he said, in the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, he's overcome the world. Matthew 5:10-12, oh, we talk about the Beatitudes. How wonderful are the Beatitudes. It's spoken more as in a sentimentality than it is a living reality, because when you're lied about for the truth, when they persecute you and say all matter of evil against you falsely, listen, I've been a preacher for a long time now. I know what that is. And I'm to pray for them, to love them, as Matthew 5:44, Jesus pointed out. And you see, we should expect that from the world. Yes, even the religious world. Remember, it was the religious world that persecuted Christ and the apostles. And we may find that many in our own camp don't want a friend, a husband, a brother, a son, a daughter, a wife, a person committed to the Lord in righteousness and true holiness. And you may suffer for that. But keep your eyes on eternity. Let me just close with a personal illustration of something that was very ignorant on my part. I was in high school. I worked in a grocery store. I'd work 35, 40 hours a week. I was getting money. I was able to buy a car because my dad said, oh, yes, you can have a car as long as you buy it and pay the insurance and the gasoline. And for some reason, other parents thought you ought to work for what you get. And that's a good principle to live by. Not expect your kids shouldn't be taught to grow up and expect everything to be given to them. But that's what it was. So I was working 35, 40 hours, able to have a car and gasoline and go out to eat from time to time if I wanted to. But working at a grocery store, I worked hard. I tried to get my best. I tried to be the best worker. I really did. Tried to work hard and fast. One day we had an electrical problem in the church. An electrician was called in. And this time, because it was a grocery store, it was a good-sized grocery store, they had the owner of the business came in with him. And he saw me working for a few hours that day and the next day, and he wanted to offer me a job. He says, look, I'd like you to come work for me. I said, man, I don't know anything about electricity. I would electrocute myself. I'm not mechanically inclined at all. He says, don't worry about that. He says, you work hard. I'll teach you how to be an electrician. He was a master electrician. Now, he had all of his license and everything else. He owned the business. He says, I'll teach you. He says, when I'm finished, you'll have a trade that you can go anywhere you want to in the country and work. And I said, well, how many hours a week do I get? What would the pay be? And he told me, and it was about half of what I was doing. And I said, no. He said, but man, just think, you would have this trade. Oh, no, you see, I wanted my car and my money then for what the grocery store paid me. Well, I was 25, I went to Christian college, and I was working in a department store, doing all the dirty work and trying to make ends meet with a wife and two children. Because I was so foolish as a teenage boy in high school to learn a trade that would have paid me much better and made it easier for me to go through college. And friend, I use that illustration to say the Bible tells us here that as you're taught in the Word, you've got a man of God in your church is teaching you His Word, you communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. You make sure he's taken care of. But also these other things of the local church that we have shared with you these few days. Will you do it? Right now I'm going to pray, and I'm praying this prayer because I realize that we're living in the last days, and I believe that judgment is going to come to the house of God in America and around the world for that matter when people are getting their heads chopped off and other things are happening. Maybe it's already started in other areas and just hasn't gotten here yet. But it's coming. You've got to decide now if it's going to be true to the Word. I'm going to pray, and you might want to just listen and say, God, that's my prayer too. And pray in agreement with me. Maybe you've got things that God has impressed on your heart that you want to pray. But I want to pray right now. Father, God in heaven, we love you. Thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins and to be buried and to raise again from the dead. for us. I pray that'll never become a cold fact that doesn't stir our hearts. But now, Lord, in these last days, our churches, and Lord, I've got a responsibility. I don't want to shirk any of it. So forgive me where I failed, and forgive our churches where they failed to be holy, to be true to the Word, to preach the Word as it is to men as they are, to teach the Word, to labor in doctrine and in the Word, to teach it and to preach it, and to continually stand by the stuff with it. And I pray, Lord, for forgiveness for those that have opposed that, that have tried to corrupt the church, that have tried to corrupt the Word. Convict their hearts. Bring revival to our churches. Bring revival, though, first to my own heart, to the hearts of all these that may be listening in. And they, too, would have that heart. And Lord, I pray. I pray, Lord, that this would make a change in the places where people are right now. Lord, I know people in states as well as around the world are listening to this broadcast. You brought them in, and you're helping them to hear this right now. You had a purpose. It's not me, but it's you, Lord, that is working in their heart. Maybe this is a last chance for revival. Lord, maybe when the persecution starts, as in that early church, and they're falling to the right and left of us, help us to stand. Stand unashamedly. And we ask that you not lay it to their charge who fear to stand, but work in their heart continually. And Lord, I pray that you would give preachers all across this land knowledge and understanding in the Word of God and holy boldness to preach it. In Jesus Christ's precious and holy name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, and you prayed in agreement with me, and that's what you want, would you write us and let us know and just say, hey, Brother Andy, I'm praying with you for this, and I'm going to continue to pray for this. And I'm going to be a more spiritual member of our church. I'm going to support our pastor. I'm going to support our church. And I'm going to support those that stand for the truth. And if that's your heart's desire, I hope that you'll get with it, stick with it. Keep your eyes on the Lord. If you turn your eyes to men, they'll get you off on the wrong foot right away. Don't do that. Well, we want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible's hands.